Good evening and welcome. It's Let's Talk on a fiery, fantastic and fun Friday night, the 26th day of the 5th month in 2023. Thanks to the calendar, we can confirm that today is the very last Friday in the month of May. So June is fast approaching, and June is a special month. I've heard from reliable sources that it is the best month of the year. And your question will very likely be, Sam, what is the source of your information? Well, I could tell you, but then a genius never divulges. Anyways, it's my birth month, so yeah, that's good enough to make it the best. Well, let's talk, and we talk, but on Fridays, we have fun. We do a lot of talking. But I have a question. As a matter of fact, I have a couple of questions, and this is thanks to, I think, something from today. I called a friend from school, right? Can't remember why. I just felt like calling him. It's been a while. You know, when you have friends, you don't talk every day, but the day you do talk, you can talk for 30 minutes or an hour on the phone. Yes, guys are like that. I don't know if ladies are, but I can speak for guys. You know, we don't need to check on each other every day. Maybe we do need to, but we don't check on each other every day. But the day we connect, we really do connect. And so I went on Facebook and started to look up the profiles of some of my course mates, right? And I saw some very beautiful profiles. As a matter of fact, some of them made me feel like I'm not doing well in life, right? Some of them had traveled abroad. Some had pursued master's degrees abroad. Some were working abroad. Others were right here in Nigeria. Many had businesses, which I was super excited about. There was one in particular who I was most impressed by. He was almost a mute guy in my class. He was very quiet to the point where it seemed like he was mute. Never talked to anybody. He was polite. He greeted. He engaged. He wasn't rude. But he never really talked. Right? And for some reason, I don't know why this always happens, the girls liked him because he never talked. I guess we're sick and tired of all the boys who talk too much. So this guy who almost never spoke, never had anybody's time, always minded his business, you know, people were kind of respectful around him. I saw, when I checked his Facebook profile, that he now owns his own business. A company that installs solar panels, you know, solar energy. And I was like, wow, this is wonderful. But then I made a joke in my mind. I hope he'll be able to talk to his clients, right? I hope he doesn't bring the same attitude from school where he doesn't talk and then he expects them to understand. And so I was just going through profiles. And for some, again, you need to understand that the information I got and my perception was based on the information they put out on Facebook. So imagine if you engage with my Facebook profile and I do not show on my profile that I'm a broadcaster. You would judge me based on whatever you see there, right? So it's possible some of these course mates of mine are doing things that I wouldn't know because they didn't put it there. But I was walking based on what I saw. A guy who, well, again, was not my friend, but I engaged with him very well in school, now sells cars. On his profile, there are photos of Benz, Lexus, 4.6 million giveaway prize. You know, enter DM is negotiable. I have the guy's number, so every time I see something on his WhatsApp status. And it's nice to see that people are doing things with their lives. Honestly, if they are doing better than you, or it seems, you know, like there's a part of you that feels like, wow. Okay. We thank the Lord. So my question tonight is thanks to that experience, the call with my course mates and the Facebook tour from my class. The first question is, have you checked on your course mates, your classmates, people you went to school together? I don't know if you can remember those from primary, but if you do, shout out to you. But secondary and tertiary, do you have access to their social media accounts? That's one. Two, do you know what they're doing right now with their lives? And three, which is the most important question, if you guys reconnected, would you be as close as you were back in school, right? So the person I was closest to in school was a guy named Dan, who I called today. I feel like we will because we still keep that connection. But the difference now would be, now we're family people. Dan is married with two kids. I'm married, just had a kid. So, you know, as much as we will have time to engage, the priority now would be family. So I think thanks to the new responsibility, it might not be like before, right? But we'll still be close. We still have a lot in common because we have common interests. And that's kind of why we became friends in the first place. So our first question is, have you been able to check on your classmates, your course mates from school? Do you remember their names? Have you looked them up on social media? That's one. Two, what are they doing right now? There are very few people from my class that are practicing with their certificates. I study computer science. There are very few people in the IT industry. Everybody has diversified. I mean, I'm a broadcaster. Dan is a videographer. The other guy I talked about is selling cars. Okay, he wasn't in my department anyways. You know, many people have branched out into other things. But there are a few, just a few. We know the hear word that are still in the line. So that's what I want to know. 0817923-0002. Do I take the calls now? Or I yield to the temptation of going back to the music? It's strong. It's very strong. Okay, so let's do Galimu. Let's do it. Let's go to the north. I want to visit Kaduna, Katsina, Kano, Yobe, Gombe, Borno, all the Hausa-speaking parts of the country. We're going there right now. And when we return, we'll talk about your friends. Stay with me.
And now, let's talk on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, we are back. Oh, yes, indeed we are. So let's have that conversation, the pending conversation. And mind you, I have too many songs on the playlist tonight. I'm more tempted to play music than I am to talk. Why? It's a Friday night. And the second reason is because I can. Waiting on the Wings is Obanje by Alibi. There's Plenty Nonsense by The Tribesmen. There is going to be Let the Drummer Kick by Citizen Cope and many more. But let's talk. 0817923-0002. I ask important questions, three to be precise, about your friends from school. First, have you looked them up on social media? Have you typed in their handles to see where they are, what they're doing? Second, what are they doing? What do they do for a living? And third, if you reconnected with them, would you still be as close as you were while in school? So something I've noticed, and I'm hoping that it is, you know, it's not a pattern. Apparently, while we see what the guys are doing as regards work, for the ladies, many of them project their marriages more on social media, right? So for the guy, you'd very likely see, this is what I do, this is what I sell, this is what I supply. For the ladies, a lot of them, by the way, it's not an absolute statement, so I'm not saying it's everyone. You would see a picture of the woman and her kids, many pictures of their fifth anniversary. So you can tell this one is very married. She's desperately married. Her marriage life, no, her family life, rather, is what is most promoted on social media. For many of the ladies, at least many of the ones in my class, you have some who are doing business, they're promoting that as well. So call me, 0817923-0002. 0817923-0003. 0817923-0007. And 0817923-0009. WhatsApp is 0809030646. Turn off your radio as you call me. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. Oh, okay. I'll keep my thoughts to myself. Hello, good evening.
Hello. Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is China.
Your name is what?
Calling from Bukakot. China, calling from Bukakot.
China, how are you doing?
I'm very fine.
All right. Thank you. That's wonderful. So have you looked up your friends on social media?
Yeah, a couple of them.
Okay.
And they're doing very nice. And but most of them are not doing well to study in school, so I think most of them are diverse now. So.
Most of them are not what?
They're not doing well to study in school. You get I linguistics and communication.
What did you study?
So most of them are not. Linguistics and communication.
Okay, so what work do you get with a linguistics degree?
Sorry?
What kind of job do you get if you study linguistics? Where are you supposed to work?
Communication. You can work on a radio station.
Okay.
Being an OEP and
rest. Oh, great.
News and rest.
So basically,
media.
Basically, you're supposed to have my job. You're the one that's supposed to be here.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, yes, definitely.
Hey, yeah. Wow. And I did study linguistics. How life? You see God? Okay. So what are you doing?
Doing well, but I'm not doing what I studied, though. While in school, I always wanted to be a footballer.
Oh, really?
And I chased my dreams and got to a point whereby I had to notice that, it's not working the way I planned it. You can plan, but what is the purpose of everything?
Yeah.
So the way I moved is different, but what's the point then? If I'm not going where I planned, then I have to diverse into the tech world.
Okay.
So
what
I'm doing right now.
So what are you doing now?
I'm going to tech. Content and back end development.
Oh, nice. So that means you have money.
Wait.
One thing they say about people in tech is that they have money. They are the ones that everybody wants a piece of them. You know, once they say, I'm a guy in tech.
So that's good.
I'm still
going more. I'm learning more of the courses.
Okay.
So at least to gain full grand and be able to manage.
Okay.
Right now I'm starting on that one.
All right. So with the money you're making now, and the money you can make in the future in this career, do you think linguistics can give you that kind of money?
I don't think so.
Try.
I don't think so.
Your lecturers are listening, and they are angry.
Yeah, let them listen, because back then when we were in school, there's some courses that you just don't understand. Like, you don't know why they're teaching them. Like in the linguistics course, whereby we are art students, and you're telling us to draw a tree diagram and solving mathematics in linguistics.
Who does that? It's connected now. It's connected.
But it's not necessary. Don't use that in a normal day life, in our everyday life.
My brother, if your lecturer says it's necessary, who are you to argue with them? Do you know as much as them? Yeah?
I don't know more than them, but at least when it comes to life, you understand that it's not how it is. With the courses that I teach in school, most of the courses are irrelevant to get. I think in the long run, some years before now, people don't actually study computer science the way they're studying it now. You get.
Yeah.
So there are some courses that over the period of time is just going to fade out.
Mm. Okay.
So even most of my classmates that did linguistics, I don't know if you know Nengi from Big Brother.
Oh.
She was my classmate too.
Really? Nengi was your classmate?
There's just a seat behind me. Yeah.
Hi!
Yeah. In the pod. So most of these things, most of them are not just, like, you can't just search. I don't know.
Most
of them are not just doing what I did.
Don't worry. Leave everything you're talking about. Let's talk about Nengi for a bit. It's not. You cannot bring her up and then we'll just leave it like that. So she was sitting behind you.
Yeah. My number was 215. I think her was 3-something.
Did she ever try to copy you in the exam?
No, we are not sitting very close now. She was behind, when we're in school in the port.
Yeah.
I said to do write the exam at the arena.
Okay.
Yeah, before they moved us to a class. So according to our math numbers and
So you were not close enough for her to copy from you
doing the staircase and the rest of it, but she was just sitting behind she didn't copy from me, so
but did she know book?
Yeah.
My brother, I don't say. It's not because she's a celebrity now. Wait, answer the question honestly. Did she know book?
She got no book now.
No, she got no from.
I don't know, but I still know because I just big booking. So
okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
But
finally.
But she got no book.
Finally, that time while you guys were in school, were boys tripping for her? Was like she, you know, the
when we did the Portuguese program together, she already had the car.
Ah,
so man, yes, now
oh, wow.
She was misused by us at the end. When
what is this network? Is it that you go, oh lord. Who is controlling this thing in that their office? Yeah? You will need to know when to be cutting this thing now. Thank you, my brother, for calling. I would have asked you questions you like the top of the hour. But it's all good. Now I'm waiting to hear from you. 0817923002. Have you looked up the profiles of your course mates from school? What are they doing right now? And if you reconnected with your closest of friends from that time, would you still be as close? That's the question begging your answer. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007 and 0009. Hello, good evening.
Hello, Extreme China.
China.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Hello?
Yes, yes. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. I can.
Okay, wonderful. So you said she already had a car?
Yeah. Yeah. She already had a car.
You?
She read one spider at the interview.
Wow.
That was bad. Like, yeah.
Obviously.
Before got admission to U1.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She was a big girl in school, though. You didn't have car now, so obviously.
Yeah, she was.
Obviously, you that time too high. You be small boy.
No. Not the small boy. she big person. I don't think anybody can reach her level then. Because most of the lecturers say no get car.
Wow.
So she be big get her level be pass most. Most of us, well, Matthew, almost all of us.
That's not good, though.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not, it doesn't create a balance. So, did she date anybody in school?
No, not. I'm not sure about that.
All those boys. Okay.
Not that I can remember, but I'm not sure.
It's all good. I was super excited. At least she's doing well for herself. You're doing well for yourself. And most of your friends, I believe,
yeah,
are doing well as well. Okay, so who was your closest friend from school?
I have a group of friends. I'm not really sure. I have just a particular friend.
Okay,
we're like five. We call ourselves the FS1. We're that to get. So I think if I the person I'm closest to, I think is Dilet.
Okay, yeah. Just wait first. Wait, my brother. A group of five friends. Are they five with you or six with you? Like the total with you, how many?
Okay, we are six.
Okay, six.
So
with you, six people. And you called yourself Air Force One?
Air Force One, yeah.
Why? What happened? Where did the fly go?
Okay, back then we are involved in politics.
Okay.
So as we are involved in politics when we were in school, yeah. So one of our friends, each year we produce someone that will contest for a position.
Okay.
So from our group we had the departmental president.
Okay.
We had the number one student of all evil students in the port.
Hmm.
We had provost, we had chief of staff. So you can guess where the name come from.
Okay. So you guys were influential like that?
Yeah, we are influential. Very, very, very.
I like that. So the other members of the group, the other five, what are they doing now?
Yeah. Okay. The one I was closest to, Dilet, he's an artist manager.
Okay.
And in Lagos.
Yeah, that's cool.
Then the other one is DJ to King Perry.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Then the one that was the departmental president, who's no longer in the country, is married, he's CEO of Nigeria Vibes.
Uh-huh.
Then Yes. Then one of them, the other one, the Onyinze of Igbo State, that one is the SA2 at the state governor. Then
my brother, you mean I said now only you, now you, now only you know they do well for life, oh. What's going on?
No.
Hey.
I do a promotion. All of us, remove us.
Say all of them. All of them, they are doing very. We need to analyze. Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. No, back then in school, I think when I was in my year two, I think my year three, I had this call. My fanae. I think that was when I was almost writing my last paper. I had this call from Abuja to come to the under 17 camp then.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know what happened that day. My dad just called me that early morning that he's coming to my school, and when he came, he just started advising me I should make some certain decisions in life.
Come on.
I'm done with school. I move on and do some certain things. And
come.
So I think that was just, I think, a little bit breaking point for me. After then, I think I am the coach. You want to know how this works now, because they don't want to hear from me again, because I think I disappointed them and they were so.
Okay, your father will answer question. No, which kind of play beyond this one? Sir? What's the meaning of all
nah,
this?
That is the thing. It was hard for me after then. Although I played for a while, but I just noticed that okay, I'm not getting any younger, and I just need to do something else.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling back. I'm glad you did. I had too many questions, and I really enjoyed
that conversation.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That was beautiful. He talks about one of his friends who is now the DJ to King Perry. King Perry is good stuff like that. I used to play his music while I was working with another media house. You know, Man on Duty, King Perry, Timaya. There's one. The song wasn't so big, but I love it. Go Jaman Jaman, go Jaman Jaman. I think I'm going to play those songs. Man on Duty, King Perry, and then Go German, and then we take some calls. Please stay with me.
The details.
The stories.
The updates.
The number one station for talk brings it all.
Nigerian politics is more the strategy. Even look at the presidential level, you see almost the same thing almost playing out. It's a game of numbers and popularity.
It's not supposed to help our brothers and sisters to rise up.
Don't be left out of the conversation.
Let's talk on Nigeria Info.
All right, a couple of messages on WhatsApp. Good evening. My name is Zainab. Growing up, I wanted to be a journalist, but I studied public administration. Right now, I'm a nurse. Interesting. Well, Zainab, thanks for giving me your profile, but I'm kind of interested in your friends. You know, so if you could update this message and tell me, your friends from school, the ones you studied together, where are they? What are they doing? Have you looked them up on social media? And if you could reconnect with them, would your relationship still be as good? You wanted to be a journalist, you study public admin, but right now you're a nurse. Wow, that is quite a tall. 0817923-0002. I've said it once, twice, and I'll say it 1,000 times. Lots of songs will be coming right at you. I'm feeling that way tonight, you know. I just want to get moving. Good evening, Sam. I'm currently working in the same office with my primary school friend for over 29 years. Wow. That's really cool. We grew up together in the eastern part of Nigeria. Coincidentally, we are married to Rivers guys. Recently, she was posted to my office some months ago. We are so close that she checks on me regularly. I'm super excited about that. Nne from Choba. Thank you very much, Nne. That is quite the reunion. Yeah. Hello?
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Polycarp.
Polycarp, how are you doing?
I'm fine, sir.
You know, the last time I heard a person bear the name Polycarp, I think it was in a movie, in a Nollywood movie.
Okay, sir.
Yeah, that's... Please call me Sam. That sir is making me feel one kind.
Hello, sir.
Yo, Chinekedna. So, Polycarp, talk to me.
Sir, I can hear you, sir.
Yo, Father Lord. Polycarp, please. I take God, beg you. Please just call me Sam, Oracle, or Chinedu.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So have you looked up your friends on social media?
Yes, sir.
Jesus Christ. Okay, what are they doing?
Yes, I studied library science.
You study what?
Library science.
My brother, what type of work will you get with that degree?
I'm a secretary.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. So that's
what... When I was in school, my friends, one is in London, one is in Turkey.
Wow.
My discussion group members, but I'm in Nigeria.
Yeah, Nigeria seem like it's not so well. You are doing very well in Nigeria, Polycarp. I have faith in you. So, what are they doing in London and Turkey?
One is studying, the other one is business oriented.
The one in Turkey is doing business, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because that London, they like who they study. Okay, so if you reconnected with them, let's say you guys were able to meet each other, would you be as close as you were while in school?
Sure. When they're in Nigeria, they used to come here from home, hang around.
Oh, nice. Are any of you married?
Yes, we are married.
All three of you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, nice. You have kids?
Yes, sir, I have a kid.
Wonderful. The job you're doing now, would you want to keep doing it in 5, 10, 15 years? Are you completely satisfied with that job?
Not really.
Okay, so if you had the opportunity of doing anything else, what would you want to do?
I want to go into the business.
What kind of business?
ICT.
Oh, nice. That's a very good one.
Yeah.
If you had the opportunity to do IT in Nigeria and do it abroad, which would you take?
In Nigeria.
Ah, that was a very good one. I'm glad you said that, because if, say, you talk, say, you want Japa, would have brought you back, my brother.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Polycarp. Well, it's not a problem yet. But please, I'm begging you, before you start begging me. That's how our teachers used to tell us while we're in school. And when they said that they want to flog us, I beg, if you call, just call my name. That's her. I just, like three or four strands of gray hair just appeared from nowhere on my body. Yeah? Thank you. Hello?
Good evening, Mr. Sam.
Good evening. What's your name?
This is Spice.
Spice?
Sir?
I think that when I start these conversations, I should put out the disclaimer. There are some people whose calls I may not want to take. You understand?
Mr. Sam.
Okay, let's hear your story, Spice. Who were your closest friends in school?
My closest friends were Esther and Divine.
Females?
Yes.
How? It is your turn, my brother. Blessed are thou amongst women. See everybody calling. My guys, one is in Turkey, one is in London, one is this one. It is your turn. You carry Esther and Divine. Okay. Where are Esther and Divine right now?
We are still studying now.
Okay. You're still in school?
Yes. I'm 200 level. Esther is in 200 level and Divine is in 300 level.
We are talking to those that are finished. So are you connected to any of your classmates from secondary school?
Yes, it's actually nice. It actually feels like I'm the one that is not doing well.
What are the other ones doing?
When we were in secondary school, me and Esther wanted to study medicine and Divine wanted to study law.
Wait, hold on. You went to the same secondary school with Esther and Divine?
Yes, we were secondary school friends.
My brother, who are you?
Despise.
Yeah. I don't think I went to the same university with anybody from my secondary school. Okay, so you all got admission the same year?
We didn't actually know. We were in the same school. We just met each other in school by chance.
Oh. And you're still close friends?
Yes. We reconnected and we are friends.
Are you dating any of them?
No, sir.
Would you like to date any of them?
Not necessarily.
That's not a direct answer. Would you like to date any of them?
No, please.
Are you dating anybody? Are you in a relationship with someone?
No.
Okay, let's imagine that you got a girlfriend today. And you introduce your girlfriend to your two female friends. Will any of them be angry?
Divine will be angry, sir.
Why?
It's something she does. She doesn't want to share any of her friends. Like, when Esther got a boyfriend, Madame was just, you know, this busybody feeling.
Okay. So, is Divine sleeping now?
I think they're listening.
They're listening? That's good.
Yes.
So, when you're done with this call, call Divine and tell her that she's an evil spirit.
She heard you.
I'm glad she does. What kind of enemy of progress is that? You don't want your friends to date. What? Who is she dating anybody?
I don't really get to them because I have those conversations.
And her name is Divine. That name is inappropriate for that behavior. Spice, come on, carry your wallet on the game, please. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Wow. Things are many things. I would want to. Well, there's a break coming up. Please stay with me.
The details.
The stories.
The updates.
The number one station for talk brings it all.
Nigerian politics is more strategic. Even look at the presidential level, you see almost the same thing almost playing out. It's a game of numbers and popularity.
It's not to help our brothers and sisters to rise up.
Don't be left out of the conversation.
Let's talk on Nigeria Info.
So I'm taking calls, I'm speaking with you, I'm engaging, I'm connecting, I'm communicating, I'm asking. Your friends from school, have you connected with them on social media? Maybe not connected, just look them up. What are they doing right now? If there was a reunion, would you be as close as you were? That's a simple question, begging an even simpler answer. Hello?
Great, sir.
Good evening. Good evening.
Gabriel.
Yeah, Gabriel. Yeah, I just figured you sent me a message, right?
Yes, I've seen.
Yes.
Send a message. But you have not responded.
Yes. Funny enough, I just saw it today. So I just have to put it out there that I did see it. So I'll get back to you.
All right. So let me call back and press.
Wow. Wow. That's one I haven't heard before. Interesting. Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Online.
Hello?
Emeka is online.
Emeka, how are you doing?
Fine.
All right, talk to me.
Okay. My friends are females. We have called Famous Five.
Famous Five?
I'm the only guy. Yes. I'm the only guy among them.
Hold on. Everything about that relationship is questionable. That means every step of the way, we're going to be asking questions. You have four female friends that are your closest friends.
Yes.
And this is how you lived through your years in school.
From my secondary school, then to university.
What university did you go to?
River State University of Science and Technology.
So from year one to final year, you had four female friends that are your closest friends.
Yes.
And you, the five of you were a group?
A group, yes.
Called Famous Five?
Famous Five, yes.
Who was the first member of the group?
Is Juliet, who is the founder of the group.
So, at no point did you...
Juliet, we start from secondary school.
My brother, even if you started from kindergarten... You're telling me there was no point where you felt uncomfortable in that group?
No.
Did you have any male friends?
I'm not uncomfortable. I had a male friend.
Okay.
But along the line, my close friends, I would like to be my best friends at this point.
Okay.
And we have a nickname for each of us. In my corner, I respect him. You know,
okay.
To graduate from school.
Okay.
Actually, Ruth got pregnant for me. And I don't know, fell in love. And the other people encouraged us. She was pregnant for me. And she gave a baby girl for me. But
they're
not at UK. All of us are all married
Hello.
I'm listening. I can hear you. I'm here. Normally, I have the next question waiting, okay, but I needed some time to digest what you just said.
Okay.
So, four friends. One got pregnant for you, and you you didn't marry her.
No, we didn't. It is over a quarter to an issue.
Okay.
Now, let us, separated. But we stick to the connected.
So, where is the child?
She's in the UK with my immediate senior sister.
The baby?
So, she's there. Yes. No, she's to be in Nigeria now, she'll be in IU too.
Oh, okay. So she's a young lady. Interesting. So,
yes.
Are you married now?
Yes, I'm married.
And Ruth is married?
Ruth is married.
Okay. So I was going to say...
Ruben is married.
I was going to say that those kinds of relationships usually lead somewhere, but you got there before me. You see, this kind of pregnancy thing is the reason why we try to make sure that a man like you is not with four ladies. So I'm guessing that there's no need for me to make that statement. But the other ladies in the group, you said they were okay with the relationship. They gave you guys a go ahead. They were really satisfied.
Yeah. They gave the concept. They went to go ahead.
Your male friends, what did they... Yeah?
Yeah?
You were saying something.
Okay, I was saying that the other two of my... female friends are working with me in the same office, but different departments.
My brother, there's something about you and this group of girls that it seems destiny is refusing to separate you guys. Okay.
Think so.
Yeah, it's you've been together from secondary, university, and now you're working together.
Yeah, working together.
Okay. What did your male friends think about that association, that you and the girls? What did they say?
The male friends are thinking that maybe it was some of them are not comfortable about the relationship, the business. They are thinking that the girls are using me.
Wow.
You know, they said all sorts of things, and they were angry, some of them, but so few of them, we are going there, just from secondary school.
Okay.
Some of them adapted.
Interesting.
And played along.
So, what course did you guys study?
Marketing.
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 Okay.
Road trade marketing.
Okay.
Vivian is banking and finance.
All right.
And Juliet read accountancy.
So you
all graduated at the same time.
My brother, you have a unique story. I have a lot of questions, but I think I'll keep the questions to myself. So what are you doing now?
I'm a public servant with Niger Delta Development Commission.
Okay, that's the NDDC. And the other two ladies from your group are also with the NDDC?
Two are with the NDDC. There are two... One is with his husband in Edo State.
Okay.
While the other one is in Spain.
Okay.
But we still talk together. We still talk.
But you're not as close as you were from school.
So we are still date. If anybody comes around, we come to my wife, meet them.
Yeah, but again,
hold on.
Now that you're all married, you're not as close to them as you were in school, right?
Yes.
Better. That's the correct answer. Thank you very much for calling. Wow. I love radio. I'm not even joking. It is impossible to have gotten a story like this from any other source. It's usually better when you hear it from a character in the story. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go back and play King Perry's Man on Duty, because that is exactly what this man is. Man on Duty. What? Stay with me.
And now, let's talk on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Welcome back. Let's Talk 92.3 Nigerian Info. King Perry is doing it right here. Man on Duty has never sounded better. And I'm having fun on the show. The stories I'm hearing, the stuff you're sharing, wow, it's beautiful. I know that in the near or far future, the content from tonight's show is going to make up something for me, right? It's going to be a conversation for later. It will form something. Something creative has to be born from this. But thanks for being my muse. On WhatsApp, this one says, Sam, that guy with four ladies, now the emperor, the conqueror, the champion. Four girls, one man. Yes, indeed he is. No argument there. Hello, good evening. Oh my. Call back if you can. We're trying to relive your school days. 0817923002. The gentlemen are in the building. You should know who they are. So we're starting that part of the show soon. It's where we have the most important conversation of the night. You know how it goes down on Friday night. Yes, indeed. And it's an interesting topic for tonight. I want to let the cat out of the bag, but I wouldn't yet because Kosi is the inspiration for tonight's conversation. So that's all I can give you for now. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Akin.
Akin, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for joining us. Please go ahead.
Cool. Yeah. The guy that had four girls.
My brother, leave that man. Let that man leave you. Let's focus on you, Akin.
Anyways, my best friend too, actually, she's a female.
Wait, so Akin.
Yeah.
How do you do this
we
thing?
We went to the same college.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say it was very close to my girlfriend, man.
Okay.
Yes, and we went to the same university after the college.
All right.
Yeah. And we but to have our masters together before I left the battle for Port Harcourt in 2018. So I think me leaving was a battle for Port Harcourt. That was the reason why we could not continue our educational stuff.
So you guys spent a lot of time together.
Yes.
Okay, so I can understand a female friend, right? Like, I can understand it. But a person saying my best friend is female, I don't know.
That's my best friend.
How does a person get a female best friend? Like, how does a man get a female best friend? How does it work?
Okay, let me say, it actually started in 2008, when I gained admission to college.
Okay.
And I used to have a friend, female friend, and she saw the lady from afar. Just like, okay, let me just approach this girl, no, nah, they just did.
Okay.
I was like, hey, yeah, because he had bad minds, and then just autonomously towards our enemies. But by the time the lady opens her mouth, and she talks, I was like, wow, so this is kind of a friend I would love to keep.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And going forward, when I was looking for to get my hostel, my hostel was just beside our hostel.
Okay.
And I discovered that we received lecture together. And from there, I got to know that she's someone that has something upstairs. So I believe that this person is going to help me academically, which she did.
Okay.
Of course. So the relationship has even gone beyond being friends. It's become like family.
Okay.
I can say I'm here in Port Harcourt here because of her younger brother.
Interesting. Okay, so what is she doing now?
She works with Lagos Federal.
Oh, so she's a big girl.
Yeah.
Interesting. What are you doing now?
I'm a teacher for the hearing impaired.
You're a teacher?
For the hearing impaired student.
Oh, okay, yes. I believe you said that some other day on radio.
Mm-hmm.
All through your time with her, did it ever cross any of your minds to maybe date her? Like, did you ever think about it? Like, oh,
no.
Are you sure? Even once, you know, say, yeah.
Even once, never crossed my mind.
Akin, I don't understand. I'm not saying
we used to go to night class together, read together at night.
Wait.
Yeah.
My question is not, did you date her? Obviously, the answer to that question is
like,
no.
Did I have the mindset?
Did it cross your mind? Say,
No, it never crossed my mind.
This Shola, sorry, what's her name? Becky, you said this Becky, you know. It will not be bad if I date Becky. Okay, so did you ever did you ever have a girlfriend while you were around Becky?
Sure.
How did she take it?
No, she if you see that this girl is not good for you, she will tell me that girl will break your heart too.
Okay. And how many times did she say that to you? How many times did she say somebody will break your heart?
Maybe once.
Okay. Was she ever in any relationship while you guys were together?
Yes.
And how did you feel about that?
Cool.
Ah.
Yes. I used to advise her, this person, do you think he loves me? Or do you think he loves you? Do you think he gets together? And if she's having energy, he's a friend that we laugh together, cry together when you need to cry. So
yeah, I understand.
She's more or less like a sister to me.
I get.
Yeah.
Most times, that's really how it starts. You say, oh, she's a sister to me. Before you know, invitation card. Okay, so I can.
Yes, I know. But this one is not the case.
Are you married now?
No.
Is she married?
She's married. She got married.
Hi!
3 weeks ago.
Hey! 3 weeks ago. Who is that man? Who is who? Oh, this man has voice on it. Hi! What is the meaning of all this? Eh? Something they have been cooking since primary school. This man just came from nowhere.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
Sorry, Akin. Sorry. Take heart.
Yeah. Thank you.
Maybe we'll look for somebody for you in Port Harcourt.
I've gotten.
Oh, you've gotten? Are you sure that person is okay? Do you like Uniport girls? We can go into Uniport and look for somebody very, you know, very okay.
Okay, if you can get Miriam or Aisha for me
Wow! I can. Alright, thank you for calling. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I hope your girlfriend is not listening. Oh, Lord have mercy. The way people have female best friends, you know, I don't know how the thing there was. He didn't. Well, I have gentlemen in the studio. It's possible one of them had that honor and privilege. But it didn't happen to me. No, it did not.